Thank you for calling Family First. Valeria speaking.
Hi, is this Valeria? Is that how you say it?
That's me. That's Valeria speaking. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Hi. Okay, yes, it's Deborah Novi. I just left you a message, but it got cut off. But I'm trying that app. I tried to explain to you. I got the mobile app. I went to the app store. I downloaded it. It's the correct mobile app. It says welcome. I put in my email as my username, and then it, of course, it says password. Well, I don't remember my old password from a year and a half ago, but it doesn't say create a new one then. But I just put one in there then that I wanted to use maybe. And first of all, it says company not known. When I put in where it says company, I put in family first. Is that what you put in? And then it's still not letting me. It's going to have to say, like, create a new password or forgot my password.
No, you have to click on forget password.
What do I have to click on?
Forgot password. So they will send you, like, some information to your email, and you have to create a new one. And
it doesn't say forgot my password. It doesn't give me that option. This is what I'm saying. It's just the app is not, like, cooperating with me at all. But usually it would say forgot, you know, put my username, then it would give me an option. Forgot my password, then it would send me some. I mean, I know how to do all this, and this is not doing that for me. So somebody has to try to help me set up or something, you know.
Are you able to come to the app, to the office? I'm sorry,
go ahead.
Are you able to come to the office?
In Philadelphia? No. I cannot do that. But why? Now, it seemed like Danny was working with me in the beginning. And she said she wiped me out, and she gave me some numbers at first, F14641, and then put in my Social Security name. She sort of wiped me out and put me in, but something happened where that didn't work. Maybe I could talk to her and she could do it again. She had a way of, like, starting me over, like you have to just like, what, just start me fresh again. You don't know how to do that?
You don't have to create a new account. That won't be possible because the app won't let you in. It would say like this account is already registered, you know. So you only have to try to log in. And look for the option if you can receive the password or look for help. We need to you clock in and now as soon as possible because we cannot process timesheets in order to be paid and prove to the insurance that the patient is receiving services and they pay to us and we can pay to you. The caregiver must clock in and clock out using the
I understand that. I would love to do that because doing the timesheets is also a pain in the ass because I had to do two already and I did submit them. So I'm hoping you got them because I worked Saturday and Sunday. I did already submit.
If we receive the timesheets for the
week. Yeah. I just worked Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 2, and I did them completely.
Okay, it's loading now. Let me refresh.
If this is going to not work, I'm going to have to go to another card. This is...
Okay, there's only one timesheet for the first, for yesterday, from 8 to 2.
Okay, I did the 31st. I'll have to do it again. I have it in my computer, my desktop. I have a laptop too, computer. So, I mean, I work from home. I'm at home, so I could do, you know, the desktop on my, you know, the timesheet on my desktop computer. Okay, so I'll do that one again, the 31st.
Yes, and see if you are able, please check if you are able to receive the password.
How would I get my password? Who's going to help me find that? What do you put in company when you get on that mobile app? Can I use the desktop to clock in and clock out every day? No? You have to use the mobile app?
It's a computer.
Yeah, it's a laptop. It's a notebook. It's a, like a notebook, a little laptop. Not a desk. I don't have a desk. It's not. I don't have an office. It's just my home where my daughter lives with me, and I take care of her, which I'm going to have to start leaving because I have to take her on an appointment. And we have to be there 1:30.
Your cell phone, like a mobile device, so it should be your cell phone.
It should be my cell phone logging in and logging out every day.
Yeah.
There used to be a phone number. You don't use the phone number anymore. It used to be XX Exchange or something, and
the Exchange, the app that you have in your cell phone already.
Right, but it's not a phone number anymore. We used to be able to clock in on a phone number, hit this number, clock in, clock out, dial it. They don't do that no more. Phone number. Okay,
no.
They did away with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You will be able to clock in on your phone, but like a dial a phone number, and then you hit a number to clock in and hit a number to clock out. That was good because they knew right where you were then, but all right. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll call Danny. I think she knew how to do it on the computer for me to get me set up better.
Yeah, maybe you can look for help. Maybe she can help you to create a new password, okay? Because you already have an account. You only have to log in and click on the patient's name. And that's it. And click in and click out. I remember that we create the account and by phone call.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. I have to go. I'm going to be late. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.